Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The clock under 10 seconds. And the Panthers wallop the Boston College Eagles here at Acrisure Stadium. And now Pitt goes on the road successive weeks to Florida State and then to Syracuse. Final score, Pitt 48, Boston College 7.
Fan weather. That's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny skies, high of 77. I do think in some parts it gets up to 80 today. It should be the final day above 80 degrees for quite some time. Maybe the last time of 2025. Donnie Football in for the guys on this Monday post-Steelers bye week. They will be back tomorrow for a Tomlin Tuesday. Gorgeous Charlie Borges is here. Intern Jack is here as well. He's on the board for the middle innings here of this Monday PM team. And that was the final call from the Pitt Panthers radio network, which is 93.7 The Fan, from Saturday. A 48-7 win for Pitt over Boston College in a game that Boston College was only about a touchdown underdog. In fact, just under that. It was 5.5, I believe, going into the game because the Panthers were making a change at quarterback. No Eli Holstein in that game. We found that out late Friday night. Pony and Chris were actually going back and forth with each other about that news before it was made official. It came out on Saturday morning that Pitt would not be playing Eli Holstein in the game. And Mason Hineschill, the freshman, would be getting the start, and he was phenomenal. 30 of 41, 323 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. What a difference a year makes. The Pitt Panthers were on their way to 7-0 this time last season, and Eli Holstein was playing so well that the big worry in town was that Pitt would lose him to a bigger school. Now he is the backup quarterback, and he should get pretty comfortable on the sideline because the freshman just took his job. I get it. Boston College, not a good football program. They haven't been good in years, probably since Matt Ryan was the quarterback in the late 2000s. I understand. We also saw what happened when the other notable team in this area took on one of the worst Power Four teams in the country on Saturday. It didn't look like this. The Panthers' offense was sputtering for weeks, and then a freshman quarterback stepped in and made Cade Bell's offense go and go and go without Desmond Reed, by the way. Kenny Johnson was the big beneficiary, 9 receptions, 115 yards, and a touchdown. Does this guy give you some hope about Pitt going forward? Jack, I think you're a good guy to have on the board and in front of a microphone because you are a Pitt diehard. You are a Pitt student currently. You happen to be with us every single Monday because your schedule allows it. You're watching this game on Saturday. You're leaving Acrisure Stadium on Saturday. Pitt just beat somebody 48-7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you feeling? How are you feeling? Does this have the season for you in a complete 180? Like, hey, I think Pitt can go to Tallahassee next week and win. I think Pitt can end up getting to 7 wins, maybe 8. Because going into this game, the big fear was they better take care of business against these bad teams or else they won't be bowl eligible. How did you feel leaving that stadium after seeing that game?
Yeah, Mason Heinschel definitely revived any sort of hope that I had for the season. He was kind of the only reason I was somewhat looking forward to watching the game. And yeah, he had the offense humming better than Holstein had since he was like since before he got concussed last year. And I thought the two losses could have been best attributed to both Holstein and Narduzzi the first 3 weeks of the season or first 4 weeks of the season. And with a good quarterback, I think the team is talented enough to be one of the better teams in the ACC, but I guess the road test in Tallahassee will definitely tell us a lot more.
Pitt does not have, I wish they did, I think we all wish they did at this point, they don't have UNC on their schedule. That would have been fun because it has been a, you want to talk about disaster, that's what it's been for Bill Belichick at UNC. They're at Florida State on Saturday, a noon kick. It is now a 7:30 kick against Syracuse on the 18th. Then it's NC State and Stanford. They got to collect some wins in these next four games because then you get that stretch at the end of the year. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Miami. Man, Jack, it could be Thanksgiving weekend, and there is a possibility that Miami, yet again, is a top team in the country, and Pitt is coming at them with a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, I do remember what happened the last time Pitt took on a top five Miami team with a true freshman quarterback at home over Thanksgiving break.
And you were just a young lad then. You were only like 10 or 11 years old, I think.
I think I was like 11 when that game happened. That's how long ago it was. But yeah, I think now with the quarterback switch and how good the offense looked, I know Boston College is not at all a good football team, but that's what you're supposed to do to bad football teams, and Pitt usually doesn't do that. So it now gives me somewhat of a hope that we can maybe pull out a win against one of those three teams that we're definitely not supposed to beat.
This was a statement of sorts. And if I'm going to knock Pat Narduzzi for mistakes or pulling on the wrong strings, I have to credit him for hitting the right button here. Because he made a change when he felt like, hey, we can still save the season. We can go forward with a different quarterback. And it paid off in a big way. I think they have a real find here. I think that Heinschel can play a little bit. It took him zero time to get things going. Now, I'm not going to put them atop the ACC or anything like that, but the team needed a jolt, and sometimes you get that with a change at QB, and he gave them a surge. Pitt needs to take care of their business against the teams that are on their level or below their level, like a Boston College. I think a lot of people would go back and say, well, if he started against Louisville, that's another win for Pitt. Pitt started, they were up 17-0 in that game. They led by 10 at halftime. There's now going to be hope going into Saturday that Pitt can knock off Florida State, and maybe they can because the Seminoles, after the big early season win against Alabama, are fluttering a little bit. Then it's three unranked teams, then three ranked teams to finish things up, and Pitt could give itself a chance in any one of those. That matchup against Miami that we just mentioned, that's looming to be a pretty fun one. And I do feel like Pitt will pull off that typical upset against one of the four ranked teams that are left on their schedule. So the upcoming games, noon kick against Florida State in Tallahassee on Saturday. Pregame coverage on The Fan will begin at 9, then a Syracuse game on the 18th. 7:30 kick, pregame coverage on The Fan starts at 4:30. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. You can give us a call, shoot us a text. The Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, Penguins winger Rickard Rakell joins the show. On the eve of the Penguins opening their season against the New York Rangers, we will talk some hockey with a man that scored 35 goals last season. That is next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.